The Holy Spirit told me, if you will take the scriptures, a lot of them we know, and there's a comma, and then there's the other half, which most people don't think about that because it's at the end. If you read that first, it will open your understanding. Like, we can be rich. That's why he became poor. He became poor that we might be. That is a state of existence. We can be rich because he became poor because he left heaven to come down here and give himself for us. So that scripture says, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and then nothing by any means at any time and any way will harm you. Nothing will harm you. Everybody say it. If you take power and authority over all the power of the enemy. And the whole issue that he had me say to talk about this morning was, we're really just not doing it. We're tolerating. So make sure you get that message. It is life changing. It also shows you one of your weapons that we have not been using called the host of heaven. They, everybody say they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Say, they're not flesh. They're spiritual. So that message this morning showed you how to engage the host of heaven and work together with them, because they literally do destroy the enemy, the demonic armies. And you need to take authority over them first and then loose the army to pull them down. You'll be shocked. I've been doing it for 8 months. I have not been shaken in any way in 8 months. I didn't even say that this morning, because I have been doing that. Jesus in hell destroyed the works of the darkness and took away their authority. Colossians 3, okay? This is my introduction to the message I'm going to give to you now, because this next message is what comes after you start doing that. It's called positioning. Transition is over. The Father has told me transition time is over. He is now positioning you for the new. And you want the new. And all of this requires you to rule. How many people know you actually can rule? Let me see your hands. You do know that the word says that, right? We rule and reign with who? Say it loud. The reason why I want you to say it loud is so people will hear it when they listen and watch this later. We really do. He said so. Say, he is the King of Kings. Louder. And the Lord of Lords. Those are spiritual levels of authority. So which one are you operating in? His whole point of coming here wasn't just to get you into heaven. It was for you to actually take dominion over this earth. And as a believer, there is no higher level of authority in the earth. I'm talking about it's higher than any physical level of authority in the earth. You have more power and authority over all of that, because we are part of the kingdom. See, a kingdom has territory. It's spiritual territory. Say, there are kings in a kingdom, and they rule. Say, every king gets an army. That army is at their beck and call to defend and uphold righteousness. That's why the Father calls this the kingdom age. We need to know what time it is. More now than ever before in this earth, or people will miss what he has for them. That's why he sends messengers. But I can tell you, when a messenger comes and speaks for God, they have had to live every single thing they are saying to you, and that's why they can say it with power and with passion, because they know it works. You know when someone is speaking and they have true authority, because they have no fear of anybody or anything. They know who they are. They know what their assignment is. They know what their weapons are. They know what God's plans are. And this is what the body desperately needs to know. It does not matter what denomination or no denomination that you're connected to. This time on the earth, we need to work together. We need to walk in love, but we have to share the truth. If you had a little baby and you raised that child and you left one of three very important things out in their life, they would not turn out to be a full, mature adult that would be effective and prosper and bless society. And this is true whether you're a believer or not a believer. There's three things that God does with us as his children that he raises us in. And if you leave any of these out, and this is just a free tip for parents, especially those who have little babies, you have to have all three of these things offered to that child while they're growing up. The first one is affection. See, I'm talking, this is how your daddy in heaven raises you. This is how we should be raised in the earth. This is how he treats us. Remember, he talks about us being little babies and we have the milk. And then you get in the word and you grow and you mature. Then you get the meat. Amen? So this is really how he raises us. You have to have affection. You have to have correction. And the third one is instruction. If you leave any of those out, you're going to have trouble, or society is going to have trouble. There's a new wave going out there with young mothers that don't like to use correction. Back in my day, I got it. Thank you, Mama. My mama's still alive and going strong. She's 84 and has over 100 family members, and she is still mama. And she raised us with affection, correction, and instruction. And my dad had such a heart of love. He really didn't like the correction, but he knew he had to do it, and he did it well. If you leave those out, you're going to have a child that turns out either lacking or so full of themselves they think that the world owes them something. Or if you, I'm just going to get, do y'all mind me throwing this in for free? Somebody needs this. The affection is so necessary because we're reflecting God's love, okay? Because he loves all of us. He loves everybody, no matter whether they choose him or not. He still loves. He is love. He looks like love. He consumes you with love. He's burning with love. So we have to show love because that lets them know that they're cared for, and we talked about valued earlier, that you're placing a value on them by loving them, by taking care of them, kissing them, hugging them. Please kiss and hug your kids. My whole family is a kissy, huggy family. We're going to be right at home in heaven because they will not shake your hand. They will hug and kiss you in heaven. Please to love your children, okay, because if all you do is give them correction and instruction, you'll have a good prison guard. You'll have a good tax attorney. I'll throw that one in there for free. I work for attorneys, I know. Because they won't ever look at a person the same if they were raised without affection and have no affection. They don't know how to give it. But if you raise a child with affection and instruction and never give them correction, you don't want that in your house, and neither does society. They'll be so happy and smart and think you owe them everything, and there is nothing they can do wrong. They've never had boundaries put around them. They've never had to give accountability for their life. You are raising is a loose cannon, and they don't make good leaders because they want all the attention for them, and they're smarter than everybody else, and they don't recognize what other people have contributed. You have to have all three of these things when you're raising up children. And not just that, if you're in charge of a group of people, you have to apply all three of those principles in one way or another, or they're not going to be mature and complete in themselves. And you can't have just, I'm trying to think what the third one was, but you have to have all three, because the affection makes them feel welcomed and cared for and valued. The correction lets them know that you care about their life. You care if they succeed. You care that they know that there are standards to be kept in their own home, in their own life. It makes them even care about them. I'm very grateful that my parents corrected me and didn't just set me loose on everybody. So the correction is just as necessary as the affection. But if you only love a child and correct a child and you never give them instruction, guess what? They won't become anything. If you don't give them instruction, they won't know how to have a vision in their life. They won't know how to plan for now and for the future. There'll be a void in them. They won't even know how to follow orders if they're given later, because they never had instruction. Whatever you haven't received, you can't give. So you need all three of those. I'm going to do a little blog on one of my websites for new mothers. You need to go there and look at it, okay? It protects your child. It makes them safe. It makes them happy. And it makes them productive. So you have to have all three of those. That's how our daddy in heaven has raised you all along, if you've listened to him, okay? And the reason why he's used all three of these to raise you up is because he wants his ultimate goal for you on this earth is to take dominion, to rule and reign in the spirit realm. Everything in the spirit realm impacts this physical realm. That's why he said, don't fight against the flesh. People have heard me say that for 5 years. Stop warring against the flesh. It's not going to give you anything but misery. And you're going to make the devil really happy. Because your answer is not to war in the flesh against people, not to get offended, not to get angry, not to hate. Those are all the enemy's weapons. I just gave you three of the enemy's weapons. Get offended, hate people, you know, be miserable. You don't want to do that in your life. Those are three of the enemy's weapons. God is love, forgiveness, and honoring people. Those are all weapons you can use in your everyday life. If you're going to rule in the kingdom, people will just walk through, enjoy the kingdom. But the reason and purpose for having a kingdom is for us to be in authority. And I don't know if you know this, but God never intended for any man to be over another man. He never intended for mankind to be ruled over by earthly people. I'm not talking about you have a boss, you know, or something like that, or you have a spouse. I'm not talking about, you know, accountability and oversight for you. I'm talking about control and bondage crushing you down. God never intended for anyone to live that way. The people on the earth, they asked for an earthly king. When Jesus came, he was not an earthly king. He was a spiritual king. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that is, he is the king over spiritual kings and the Lord over spiritual lords. And those are levels of authority in the kingdom. When you begin to understand why Jesus talked about it so much and he said how precious it was and how valuable it was, is because it impacts society. It impacts governments when you walk and operate in the kingdom the way he intended us to. But the devil, who is terrified of you, plotted and planned against you probably before you were born. He doesn't want anybody born in the earth that might be somebody who would expose him and really run after the race that God put before him and do great destruction to his plans. Say, the devil's plans need to fail. Say, I am fed up with the devil thinking he can rule over me. He is under my feet. That's where Jesus put him. So over the ages that have passed by, and age is very important to God, we're in a new age. We've had many ages on this earth. Some of them we know more about than others we don't. We don't know a lot about the ice age, you know, but there's a new age on the earth called the kingdom age. It never existed. The earth, the atmosphere, and people on this earth are going to become more and more spiritual. And that word spiritual, like the word faith right now, means many different things. That's why you get connected to heaven. Say, I am a heaven-based child of God. They don't talk about too many other heavens. But if you say you're a person of faith, that could be many different things to people in the world right now. Saying you're spiritual could also mean many, but we are. We actually are. We were a spirit first. You have a spirit man inside of you that should rule over this flesh man. So the purpose of the kingdom is to bring order in the body of Christ, to let the fivefold ministry do their part without people kicking and biting them, because if we're all in the position we're supposed to be in and honor is shown to all those levels of authority God has given us, then we would be doing a whole lot more in this earth. Say amen. Amen. But the number one thing that really holds things back is we're tolerating the enemy. You shouldn't tolerate him ever in your life, especially not connected to fear. As a believer, you are never told to fear. The fear of the Lord is that you are so in love with him, you wouldn't want to do anything to hurt him. People use that to beat people up. Jesus didn't come to beat you up. He came to set you on fire, get you empowered so you could rule and reign and take dominion. Push back darkness, handle the wealth of the wicked, create new things in the earth never made before. We were put here to flourish and to prosper. And that's why he is bringing revelation right now, and actually for the last 5 years, I have been doing that. I know there's other people doing that. I don't think I'm so elite that others can't do it. I love it when I hear other people talking about revelation. Revelation comes from the heart of God, not from the mind of man. It's like right now, there's so many translations of the Bible, and people are using them for many different things. Know what you're reading. This is a free commercial. You cannot take parts of the Bible out. You're in trouble. And there's some Bibles out there right now that's missing about half of it. If you find one, don't read it. Because the intention of the authors of those translations is to lead you down the wrong path that looks safe, and it's not. They shouldn't call them Bibles. They should call them books. They even have new ones. They've always had a satanic Bible, but they're writing all kinds of new ones now to make it adjust to their lifestyle. And so make sure you know what you're reading when you get a Bible. Amen? The Word of God, the truth, will make you free, not lead you down the wrong path and put you in bondage. So today I'm here to talk about positioning, because it's a new season in the kingdom age. He brought revelation, and then preparation always follows revelation. When you receive revelation, he'll start preparing you if you're applying that revelation that you've gotten. And you get it, you do that by saying, I receive it. You have to say something. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
You have not because you ask not. And when you say you receive it, you're asking. That's all you're doing. Okay? And so after that, transition has been going on for the last 3 years. Probably some of the hardest times of your life, or the hardest times of some people's lives. People have lost a lot of things and major changes in your life. And I can just tell you, some of it probably was the enemy, but God delivers us out of all of that. But some of it was actually God Because he wants you to die. We've been in the school of dying to ourselves. Why? Because he's coming for a church and a bride without spot or wrinkle. That wrinkle is your flesh, your attitudes, your rights, your opinions. You know what the spots are? Sin. And there's a message out there saying, you can sin all you want to, the grace covers it no matter what you do. This is a real message. This is a real message that's being preached in some Christian colleges and in some churches. The Holy Spirit calls it greasy grace. Because it'll make you slide where you don't want to go. And they are literally saying, once you get saved, that's fine. But you can have a lifestyle of sin and you're still going to go to heaven. You don't ever have to repent. And they take it from that. If you follow, they're running after it. Remember the itching ears thing? That sounds like a message for itching ears to me. They run after that, the people who are promoting this message, it's an antichrist spirit. Because in the end, their message is this. Everybody's going to heaven, even if they don't have Jesus Christ. And then when people swallow that and start saying that, they're saying even the fallen angels would be forgiven. They even have a level that says Satan will be forgiven. When you begin to embrace darkness or something that's not true, and you embrace it, you cannot see it yourself that that's not true. It's a spirit of deception. And that's why it says that even the very elite can be deceived. I don't like greasy grace. I was raised in a time where you wanted to be accountable for your life. There's a reason why God says to pursue holiness. Number one, it's a lot of fun. You have a clean conscience all the time. Really, God shows you new ways and ideas to do things. You don't have to do what the devil's offering to everybody else. But there's one reason why the enemy wants you to take the greasy grace message and he wants you to fall into his junk is because it waters down your power over him. He does not want a bunch of believers on fire, empowered, working with the host of heaven, tearing down strongholds, pushing back darkness, and destroying the plans of the enemy. He doesn't want that, but it's too bad and it's too late because it's already been released in the earth and people are already doing it. You can't take back something from the internet, amen. And the media can't stop it from being told, amen. They probably like to do that too. God planned the kingdom age during the time of the internet so things can be recorded and told, go viral, and there's not one human on this earth that can stop it from happening. So please do not read the doom and gloom stuff. That is not from God. Whatever you read or listen to, all the time is going to get in your soul, and that's what you're going to believe, and that's what you're going to live like. So if you don't want to be in fear, don't listen to it. If God has spent all these ages preparing us till he gets a generation that can stand up and shake this world with supernatural, miraculous things, take authority, real authority over darkness, and run out of whole cities, why would he want to end everything right now? Why would he be also talking about doom and gloom? Because they don't go together. And this is not the perilous times. The enemy wants people, especially believers, to know that this is all wrapping up and is ending. So you think you don't have a future because he's terrified of your future. He's literally terrified of your future. That's why he attacks you. He doesn't attack people he's not afraid of. You're not a threat to him. He's not going to waste his demons on you. The next time you start to get attacked, turn around and go, you are so terrified of me. You got to waste the time of the demon you sent to me, because if they hang around, they'll get burned by the glory. Jesus was not afraid of one demon on this earth, because there was none of the enemy in him. It's exciting to pursue holiness. When you speak, God speaks. And when you speak, the enemy runs. It says when you put yourself under the hand of God, submit, and you resist the devil, what does he do? See? I am not saying anything that's not scriptural. It's in the word. We just need to do it. Okay? We are a mighty powerful ruling force put on this earth by the God of the heaven and the earth so that we could be in charge by taking authority over the darkness and not tolerating it messing up our planet. Did he give us this earth? Do you want to read Genesis 1:26? You need to go home and read it for an assignment. It takes generations for God to get to a point where he can actually do something powerful in the earth. This is going to be one of the most powerful times to be alive on the earth right now. Now, and actually for generations. He is not ready to come rescue you out of here. You're not going to escape being great. It's not about not caring that you're left here with the mess. It's about you dealing with it and taking authority over it. Why would you want to leave during one of the most powerful times to be alive on the earth? I'm not going anywhere. I want to make a difference for the kingdom. He's not taking us out because he hasn't even begun to show off on the inside of us. He's not going to have a weak, pathetic testimony of what his son did. Why bother to be in hell for 3 days, stand up and waste hell in their own headquarters, take away their keys and strip their power and authority from them and turn around and give it to us and then take you home before we get to use it? Everybody stand up. Declaring is one of the most powerful things you can do in your life. It empowers your soul. It's one of the ways you encourage yourself is by declaring things God has said in his word. And then you apply that to your own life. God doesn't make it hard. We make it hard. So now he's coming down from heaven through messengers saying, you want details of how to do it? This is how you do it. But you have to choose it. We're in a race. We're an army, a supernatural, Holy Ghost, devil beating, demon tormenting, word speaking army who is fully supplied with many powerful weapons. And when you use them, nothing by any means will harm you. Yes, you can get to that place. It doesn't matter how much education you have, how much money you have, but that's going to change. Say, I receive it. It doesn't matter how old you are. In the kingdom, when it comes to authority, there is no male nor female. There's no bond nor free. That's where that scripture applies. It doesn't make a difference. In the spiritual world, it doesn't make a difference. It might on this planet, but not in the spiritual realm, and that's where our authority is. Everyone here can choose to choose. You choose a lifestyle of ruling, which means you will kick devil butt everywhere you go, take back the atmosphere that's been defiled by the enemy, create witty new inventions in the earth, own properties and land for the kingdom. Take his glory around this world, not just to the physical realm, but through the spirit realm. Working with the host of heaven. Now, who does not want to do that? Say, I do. This is who we are. This is what it means to be a child of God. That's why you're all here. That's why you're still living. And this is saying, let me tell you this. When one of your family members go home to heaven, I just have to let you know this. Two things. Either it was God's time to take them or they chose to stay. Go, ooh. If you haven't been there, you would not understand. Sometimes they get to choose. Even children. And people can sometimes get mad at God for years and they get up to heaven and find out, I just wanted to stay. I just couldn't resist being with the Father. How can you resist that? The one who loves you more than anything, walking on rainbow bridges and riding on roads of light, the flowers singing to you, all of the animals speaking, including your pets. Your clothing makes music and changes colors. You speak and there's food on the plate in front of you. You get to go with Jesus to passionate paradise. The Father calls you into his own chambers to get to know him more. He gathers you into his boardroom up there in heaven. And he reasons with you about his plans on planet Earth. Wants to know what you think about him. You already know what the future is. You're up there declaring over your family members. You're excited that they're still down here. If you could come back, it would be to rule and reign with them. Everybody honors each other. Everybody is valued in heaven. Everyone is family in heaven. We are a family. Say, on earth, as it is in heaven. Say, I really mean that. Say, Father.
I am hungry
for revelation of who you are,
who I am.
Why do you have me here?
I want more.
Give some to me.
I receive it.
Amen.
You can sit down.
I don't have time for a 4-hour meeting. You're getting the short version. It's like any daddy raising up their child. They have different levels. They get to do new things. They trust him with more, you know, responsibilities. And then one day they just have to let him go. That's hard. But he's so pleased, proud of you. I'm talking about your spiritual daddy, your heavenly father. He's been raising one generation after another. You are here in this meeting because somewhere in your generational line, you had someone standing for the kingdom. None of my meetings are mistakes. This was not on my calendar, but you were on God's calendar. And what positioning means is that you are being shifted from man's timeline onto God's timeline. And everything from this point on is what God is doing in your life for you. To propel you out for people to see a true son or daughter of God who's walking in authority, receiving his blessings, receiving his instruction, operating with the revelation, and making a difference so great that you draw people to him. Transition is over. It's time for positioning. Positioning, it means these things: new levels of authority, new jobs, new commissions, new homes, new friends. It's time to celebrate because our blessings start now. Positioning, to be positioned, is to be put in place. And nobody can take you out of that place. It'll be things, you'll do things that no person ever expected you to do. Go places people never thought you could go. Do things they never thought you could do because they didn't choose you. He did. Positioning is very important for us because it means you're going to focus. You will have a focus in your life, and God will make that very apparent if he hasn't already done that. Sometimes he'll show you a vision and work on you for 20 years so you're in his place so he can give it to you, and it will actually prosper instead of fail. Now, if you stepped out too early, he hasn't taken that vision away from you. It just means you're going to do it in his time. So positioning means all those different things, and actually means more than that, too. I just had to, he talked to me about this about a month ago when I woke up and he goes, transition's over. I knew what that was, like the last stages of labor. You men do not know how lucky you are. And no, we do not have babies in heaven. Say amen. I did my part. I brought 3 of them down for him. They were all girls. Thank you, Jesus. My 3 girls, you give them a little book. They sit there for 2 hours, read that little book. Thank you, Mom, huh? help you make the table and get some pretty flowers. And I'd love to go shopping. Let's go shopping. And the boys are tearing everything apart that you bought or did or getting it real dirty or fighting. They're practicing against the enemy, I assume. But they're running and jumping in the craziest places. Do they not know they can hurt themselves? No. Thank you, God, I had girls. But you know what that means? That means they're going to be a boys eventually. Except I ran them off. Until the right one came along. They'd show up and I'd say, I have to say something. I'm going to interrogate. You know I'm sorry. I'm going to interview you. Do you know I make regular trips to heaven? And my best friend is the Holy Spirit, and he knows what you did last night, and he knows what you're going to do tonight, and he knows where you are, and I will know also. And I will show up just to let you know I know where you are if you take my daughter anywhere. And if they weren't Spirit-filled, they hit the door. And just in case you are considering marrying them, they are filled with the Holy Ghost. They prophesy, and they'll probably make trips to heaven one day, and so will their children and their children's children, because we're passing it on. I just weeded them out. Sometimes I'm calm in the middle. Oh, don't go there, because I'll come if you do. And this is where you're planning on going. They didn't never come back again. There's bonuses to having the Holy Spirit as your best friend. Back to positioning. Positioning is very important because you really are going to get focused. And do you realize that if you don't have a vision in your life, then you just go haywire everywhere? People who get into trouble is because they don't have a focus or a vision in their life. Then they mess with everybody else's. So thank God in positioning, he's taken people through transition, and he's going to position you in a place you never expected. This is the time on the earth for all this to begin to happen. The shift has already happened, okay? You're sitting here, you've already been shifted. Say, I've been shifted onto God's timeline. I am ready for positioning so I can be propelled for the world to see God in me. When you get to that, when he has positioned you and you know you're in that new place, trust me, you'll know. Some people have been waiting with expectancy, such expectancy. If you don't have it, do you know you can ask for expectancy? Do you know you can ask for hunger for him? Don't sit around doing nothing, feeling nothing. People think, you know, you don't have to ask for things. You can ask for something amazing. Give me a hunger for you. Give me a hunger for the word of God. Give me a love for my neighbors that I wish moved to the other side of the world. It's just a hard thing to hear about God. You just tell him truth. You are connected. Your daddy owns everything. And he has an army that he has sent a squadron to your home. You are not there on your own. I'm trying to read my writing. Oh, that's a different note page. That's nothing to do with my note for now. This is a time for new things. Positioning means something new for you. And it can mean a new position and a new commission, and those are two different things. So I'm going to use for an example of somebody I know who just went through positioning, and God's actually sending them out. When they did that, they got a new position as a creator of inventions. Not talking about me, although I am doing that. Say, we create because our daddy created. Say, one of the new positions that we can have in the earth is that of a creator. We need new things in the earth. Amen? So their new position that they will actually be doing for a living is a creator. That's someone who comes up with ideas and inventions. And their new commission is that of a lord. You start out being a priest. These are spiritual levels of authority. Priests, lords, and kings are spiritual levels of authority. They are eternal positions. They're not temporal. Because we will rule and reign with Christ when? Say eternity. So they have been taken to a new spiritual level that is of a Lord. That means they have more authority and their territory has increased. So their level of authority and using that authority has increased, and their territory has increased. So that's their new position and that's their new commission. And now they're getting a new home because they're moving to a new state so they can take back the atmosphere that the enemy has been ruling in there. How about this positioning? It doesn't matter where you live. You have a commission to take that atmosphere for heaven. Because we have dominion. You got flesh on your body that gives you dominion. Satan is a spiritual being. The demons do not have authority. That's why they have to have a person to do that. They cannot just rule without using a person. Amen. How many people got that? Say amen.
Amen.
So they're in their new positioning. It even means that they're moving. He doesn't always do that. But they're getting a better place, a bigger place than they had before. Because positioning always increases. Say position means increase. Say, he is a God of increase.
He is a God of increase.
Okay, they're getting new people and places to influence. Your influence will increase because this is a time of increase. Your finances will increase. You're going to be given new, this is for everybody in this time of positioning. New measures of faith are being given out. Everyone is given, everybody say the word. I like you to say it because it goes in your soul. Say, everyone is given a measure of faith. It can be increased. When your faith starts to grow, you do this craziest, wildest things you would never do before. There's a time in your life where you step from trusting and you step into faith. But if you don't ever use it, everything we get, say everything we get, is by faith. When Jesus does come back, he wants to find faith on the earth. That's how important it is. See, all this I'm telling you is tied to the Word of God. It talks about all of these things. Well, you're living in a very special time on the earth. Say, thank you, God, for timing my birth on the earth. Everyone here is important. Everyone here is valuable because you're living now. You weren't here 100 years ago. You are very significant for the kingdom to embrace these revelations and what God is offering you and to run with it. Because you can just get it and think it's good and do nothing. He doesn't want you. He wants you to be activated and empowered and dangerous. So you're going to have new measures of faith, new measures of finances, new places and people of influence. You'll become an influential person. He used to tell me all the time, I'm going to infiltrate you into the circles of the wealthy and the rich. And he said that when we lost everything, we were sleeping on someone's floor. Now that just did not compute to the natural mind, did it? But I received it. I did not care. I learned to not look at things with my natural eyes. Because I walk by faith. My faith grabbed it when my natural mind couldn't. So everything you're hearing today, you're receiving it by faith, but you have to do that if you want it to be prosperous in your life. It is so important to God that you respond when he says things to you, that he writes it down. He writes it down when you say, yes, I want it. He gets a book out. There's a new book called The Kingdom Age he started. And you can either just be happy and walk through it and live and go to heaven, or you can rule. Because your name goes in a different part of that book. And he'll turn there all the time when he has new assignments for you to take new territory and start doing crazy things like stopping hurricanes and tornadoes and raising the dead that was cremated. You go to that part of this book, okay, yeah, they said they wanted to rule. They said they want to manifest. Do you know what manifest means? To make plainly and clearly known by your words and your actions who or what you represent. I think some of the body has been representing the wrong camp. Do not waste your time on doom and gloom. It will take you nowhere. Don't pass on the emails. Don't share the messages. Respond with hope and the story of glory. I don't care how much darkness gets on this earth. It'll never be greater than the glory or the light of God in us. Because we rule. We rule because he rules. And he gave it to us. If you want to change governments, if you want to change what's going on around you, if you want to change places, if you live overseas and you want to change where you live, start declaring and decreeing in the spirit realm what God wants in that place. That shouldn't be too hard. The government of God is a wonderful thing. It brings blessings. It brings joy. It brings productivity. It brings freedom. It brings liberty. Try putting that out there on YouTube. This is a time when he wants us to do that. We're not talking about it no more. The time for talking is over. This is a time for action. Young people are killing themselves all over the world. They have no hope. They have no future. They have a future. It's years from now, speak to a mountain and have it jump into the sea. Speak to dry, parched land that's got cracks 6 inches deep, and the life of God goes in and produce comes up. Because words are seeds. And seeds produce life. And right now, there are angels standing up here with huge baskets full of golden seeds of revelation. And they've been throwing it into you since I started speaking. Why? Because I stepped out in the physical realm to do something supernatural. And when that happens, they come. And it can fall on good ground or dry ground. Say, make me good ground.
Make me good ground.
There's something you do, really, when he begins. We're in a time of preparation, time of positioning, but there's something you can do to help accelerate you into that positioning. When God brings revelation, he brings detail. And the reason why I carry detail is I am in the natural a detail person. I have a photographic memory. I love details. I worked in the business world for 20-some years, and all my employers cried when they had to let me go. I had supernatural favor. Even when I worked in the law offices, I could get the judges and the county clerks to change the date of a case. And they would rather spit on an attorney than change those dates. So they would all have me call. You can get supernatural favor in this time. You will get supernatural favor in this time. Don't say I can't anymore. You do not have to take man's diagnosis, prognosis. You don't have to take their evaluation, the credit score they put on you, the labels they put on you. God has you labeled. Yeah, it's called creator, commander, ruler, child of God. This is a time where he puts you out in front so people will visibly see how he makes you prosper. He is going to make it evident that he is prospering you. And what he used to do in secret, he's going to make it known. Because when you follow Jesus Christ and believe in him and receive revelation and apply it in your life, you cannot escape being great. This is what the Holy Spirit would tell me all the time. He said, you've gone too far. Woohoo! I got pink hair. And heaven loves it. And so do little kids. You've gone too far. You can't go back. It is too late to escape being great. So whatever my future looks like, it's going to be great. Because I have no agenda of my own. I left that behind a long time ago. I do not have opinions. I'm only going to say what he said. In order to prepare for this positioning that you are now actually standing in, a time of positioning, you have to focus on what God is saying. Da-da! Da-da! Focus on what he is saying. Because people get, some people, not everybody, but a few people always say, well, she said this and that, and they're mixing up what I said. They're not hearing half of what I said. And I'll say, go back and listen to the whole thing really close, or the world will tell you to do that because they're reading and listening too. Even they like what I say because I have hope for a future. Oh, okay. First, focus on what he is saying. Next is obey what he has asked you to do. I tell people my name should be Cat Obey Kerr because I have to live a life of obedience. I live it. It's a lifestyle. Guess what? If you obey, you're not going to get into trouble. You know what he says to me? If you obey, it will all be okay. You can write that down. That's from the Father. If you obey, it will all be okay. Not just some. That's why I said it's fun to be holy. It's fun to obey. It's fun. You're not going to let the enemy take you out. If he starts messing with you, he's about to get beat up really bad. And I can only imagine the demons probably crying and complaining every time they're trying to mess with Apostle Yvette. They must be some of the most tormented demons in hell right now. Because I've been beating them up. I got here the other night and ran outside and started giving instructions to the army. I stripped away all the power of the enemy operating in the hospital that she's in. And then I sent the host of heaven to the ICU to pull down every bit of the infirmities and diseases and problems in every person's body in that whole unit. And I told them to torment every demon in there. That's how you rule. You don't sit home and go, oh my goodness. Use your words to make a difference. You got to start saying them. You can't just listen, okay? So obey. See, obey. The Father said, go sick the demons on the ICU. And I went, can I go outside and go out back for a few minutes, about 3 minutes? I only need 3 minutes. We'll give instructions to the army. This is another important thing. Deal with anything that has been left undone that you know you have to deal with. And yes, you can ask God for help. Yes, you can ask for help because this is a special time right now. He wants you free. He wants you totally free. He wants you free of yourself, number one. He wants you free of any hidden wounds you carry around. Not everybody, you know, a lot of people aren't necessarily, they're not into sin and stuff, but they have hidden wounds. You need those wounds healed because the enemy will still mess with you. Amen? How do you do that? You choose to loose them from your soul. That's really what you do. I choose as an act of my will to loose every wound that's been done to me. I forgive all the people. I loose all that junk from my soul. I'm not going to be tormented by it or bothered by it anymore. And heaven comes down and rips it out because you're using the keys to the kingdom. Binding and loosing isn't just about warring with the devil. It's about your soul. Bind the word of God. Bind the love of God. Bind the presence of God. Bind the joy of the Lord. Bind them to your soul. You say that and he will send it. And then loose all the offense. All the unforgiveness, your will can override your flesh. It's wonderful. He wants you free. He wants you empowered and dangerous. So you deal with anything that's been left undone that you know needs to be dealt with. I would encourage you to make a list because this is what he told me. Make a list of everything you have to do because I'm making mine. So I made my little list. He had more on his than I did. And trust me, he got it done on his list. He got his list done. It's called the priority, God's priority list. His ultimate goal for you in doing all this is because he is about to propel you out from where you have been. And a lot of people are unknown, have been hidden for years. He is going to take you and put you out front and up above because he wants people to know, yes, there is a God. Yes, he has a people that loves him, that wants righteousness and justice in their life and in their land. They want it because we're supposed to live heaven culture. Everyone in heaven is free. They have a culture of honor. Please honor one another. I love what Pastor Tony said. I actually made notes on it. He talked about what true honor was, placing a value on people, placing a value on everybody, even people who do not deserve it. Because most of those people are doing those things because they don't know, they don't have a value for their self, because no one's ever given it to them. Remember that affection thing? Someone left it out. Someone left affection out of their life. I love to tip people. I'll tip the people, the women in the airport that clean the bathroom. I gave one a $100 tip, and she almost fainted and looked at me. She goes, "Don't you need this?" I went, "No, my daddy can give me more." And your God places a high value on you. And you are doing a good job, and you need to be rewarded. And don't you ever forget that he has plans for you. How many people would like to do that? Let me see your hand. People you don't know, you have no connections to, you're making an investment in their life. And when you do that, guess what they'll do? They will begin to make investments in other people's lives by showing that they care, by saying that they care. It really works that way. So this is really simple. He never gives a lot of instructions when he gives us. There's only 10 commandments, right? Not 100. This is an exciting time to be on this earth. Every person in here is a leader. This place is raising up leaders. We need good, strong leaders that love God. And God is about to take over every area of our society by positioning his children in the right place in his time. So if you ever wonder, are things going to change? Yes. Because we are going to start taking power and authority over all the power of the enemy and not allowing them to rule. And then loosing the host of heaven on them so they can get torn up really bad. Some people who know in my meetings, I usually show pictures of angels. I have pictures of real angels, and you can tell they're real. They're not clouds. However, their war is in the spirit realm. It's in the heavenlies. And when we have our army down here, they camouflage. Is this correct? I was never in the military. Not that I won't ever be. Not the natural one. My husband, however, was in the Marine Corps. But what was I going to say about the military? Camouflage, thank you. Thank you very much. Wherever the army is warring, they wear clothing that camouflages them into that environment. Is that true? Whether it's in the desert, in the jungles, wherever that is, they wear, guess what? People go, why are the angels always in the clouds? Get a clue. That's where the war is. They fight in the air. What else are they going to use for camouflage? It's the clouds. Besides, Jesus is coming back in a cloud. They travel on the cloud. There's the cloud of witnesses who are watching your race. They're in the clouds all the time, and if there's no clouds, they're still there. But when the clouds come, they press their spiritual being into the clouds to disguise themselves. Well, you're going to start seeing them really clear. So let's stand up and do one more thing, and then I'm going to be done. Was this good? Yes. You're being positioned. New influences, new places, new properties, new commissions. And all you have to say, I receive it, but then you have to do that little bit of a preparation thing. The rest of it's up to God. The thing about positioning is you don't make it happen. You just have to prepare because it is happening. I woke up, he said, transition is over. Get to your office and reposition everybody's desk. Do it right now because positioning is here. And put a bullseye in the middle of that room because I'm about to zap every one of them. Woo! I did it. Zap them all, God. See, the minute he said something, see, I heard him. He said something, and then I did it. It's not hard, okay? So right now, we're going to declare and decree. First of all, if you have not already done this, you all know that when you become a believer, you invite Jesus Christ into your heart. Is that right? You invite him. When you want to get filled with the Holy Spirit, who's been walking out here with you, when you want him to have the infilling, you get a hold of him to move inside of you. That's why you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Do you have to invite him? Say yes. Well, guess what? When you work with the host of heaven in the army, you have to invite them to partner with you to rule and reign. Because remember, when you rule, you get an army. And they're already there. They've been there waiting. So say, Father, I choose as an act of my will to receive my positioning. As an act of my will, I choose to lose all the junk out of my soul. I don't want it there. It has to leave in Jesus' name. As an act of my will, I bind to my soul your plans, your purposes, your passion, your presence, and your joy. And by the way, please add some fun. And finally, I choose to partner with heaven's armies to help me fulfill my commission. I receive them and release them into their assignment. I will have no problem sending them to pull down strongholds of the enemy. I look forward to it. Thank you, Father, for heaven invading my home and my life. I receive it. Amen. Hallelujah.